Welcome to Talks from the Bible. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see where the place the Lord lay. Matthew 28:1-6. Because the Lord rose from the dead on the first day of the week, so the church which he purchased and established with his blood is to assemble upon the first day of the week. The purpose for this assembly is to remember the death of Christ. This remembrance is made by partaking of the Lord's Supper. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts 27. The term to break bread refers to the partaking of the Lord's Supper. Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, had instituted the Lord's Supper that was to be observed when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom, Matthew 26:29. As Jesus was eating the Passover with his disciples, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew 26:27-28. The bread and the cup are the emblems of the Lord's Supper, which set forth the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The disciples came together to remember that death, which means the release from sin by all obedient believers. Disciples today are to come together to remember the sacrifice of Jesus as his body was broken and his blood was shed. We are to share in the realization of that sacrifice in our coming together upon the first day of each week. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? 1 Corinthians 10:16. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.